USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is once again expressing confidence that the House won't vote to impeach him. He said he was just trying to root out corruption in Ukraine when he withheld nearly $400 million in military aid. He spoke about the impeachment investigation on Fox and Friends.
I think it's very hard for them to impeach you when they have absolutely nothing.
But Democrats, who just wrapped up public hearings, say the president was trying to pressure Ukraine to investigate his political rival, Joe Biden, and his son.
They've looked like fools over the last 5 days.
Then later, the president lashed out at U.S. Embassy official in Ukraine, David Holmes. He accused him of lying during his testimony in front of the House Intelligence Committee about the president's July phone call with Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
There's a new warning from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention concerning romaine lettuce. Health officials say there's a new food poisoning outbreak involving E. coli bacteria, and they're telling consumers to avoid romaine grown in Salinas, California, or just skip that variety entirely if the label doesn't say where it came from. According to the CDC, the romaine E. coli has sickened 40 people in 16 states. The Thanksgiving holiday is still days away, but many people are already looking at the weather forecasts for the holiday when so many people will be hitting the road. Patrick Burke of the National Weather Service is looking at a problematic storm system that's on the way.
Both rain along the Gulf Coast and then some snow in Kansas and Colorado. It's not a terribly heavy snowstorm, but there are winter weather advisories in parts of central Kansas in addition to the Front Range of the Rocky Mountains and Colorado.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Medicare's revamped Prescription Plan Finder can steer unwitting seniors to coverage that costs much more than they need to pay. USA's John Hunt has the story.
Serving some 60 million Medicare recipients, the Plan Finder is the most commonly used tool on Medicare.gov, and it just got its first major update in a decade. Open enrollment goes into the home stretch Thanksgiving week. Critics say the new tool can create confusion by obscuring out-of-pocket costs that seniors should factor into their overall decisions. Government programs mixing healthcare and technology have faced struggles despite billions spent to subsidize electronic medical records. Getting different systems to communicate still remains a challenge. The Obama administration's launch of healthcare.gov resulted in an embarrassing debacle when the website froze up on the first day.
Americans remain optimistic about the nation's economy, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
The University of Michigan's Index of Consumer Sentiment jumping more than a full point from last month, exceeding expectations of economists. It reached 96.8. That's up from 95.5 in October. Economists had expected it to drop to 94.9. The index has now been at 95 or higher for 30 of the past 35 months. Americans have not been that optimistic since the end of the dot-com boom in 2000. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.